speech of February 2009 about rooms. Who builds should ensure to use environmentally sound and suitable materials, at best tested according to standards. Every room should have the necessary brightness and be able to be brought to the right temperature. The room and its dweller should be protected from living organisms that can harm them. The indoor climate should be agreeable and every room cozily furnished and easy to clean. The furniture should please the dwellers, but convenience stands above comfort. Waste and rubbish should be disposed of efficiently where the environmental standards are to be complied with. Importance is attached to recycling and reprocessing. Sufficiently fresh air should be brought to the room if feasible. And air conditioning should only be switched on if necessary and with the right parameters. Sunlight should shine on the body in an agreeable form. Surrogate light sources should be as all the technical equipment up to date, i.e. stable, robust, serviceable and not outdated. The colors and surfaces should please the dwellers and be alterable. Room size and equipment should answer their purpose. Walls, ceilings and floors should keep away disturbing noises and the aesthetics should be right. Humidity and radiation should only reach the dwellers in the desired form. If the room is used by different people, it should adapt itself or be able to be adapted to them at the different times of the day. Every dweller should find or find a slot for that in the room what corresponds to its purpose. So, easily accessible space should be offered for the personal things. Taste and style appropriateness apply also for room. Every dweller should feel well in this room. Even in prisons and emergency shelters, one should comply with certain standards. Repairs should be no problem. Every person should have a room available and that they can be alone for a while, also to be able to come untroubledly in contact with air. This may also be in the free nature. In an emergency, every person should have means of communication at command to be able to bring help. From every room, equipment for the emergency must be able to be easily achieved or ways of transportation be available that quickly make them available for their part. Every building and every edifice must stand up to the weather normally and be easily accessible for rescue teams. The dwellers must be able to leave them well in an emergency. Fire protection and all other safety regulations are to comply with.